It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now to the work of the Joint Legislative Council. Every 2 years, they create these study committees to dig deeper on certain issues when the legislature is out of session. A 13-member study committee on the commercial building permitting process is set to hold its fourth hearing Thursday. The group is tasked with poring over all the steps and stakeholders in the permit process, coming up with recommendations on how to improve the system governing building construction. Join in on building permits, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel's district includes Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and Ozaukee counties, among others. He chairs the 2022 Legislative Council Study Committee on the Commercial Building Permitting Process. State Senator Strobel, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good morning. Can you give us a bit of a progress report on this committee as you started meeting in July?
Sure. Yeah, we have. We're going into our fourth meeting, and normally we'll probably end up having five or so. It all depends how things go. But they've been going rather well. Again, this study committee is on commercial building permitting process. And as you said, these occur every 2 years during the second year of the legislative session. And really, this is a deeper dive than we can normally do during the regular legislative session, and typically is something that legislators and the public have said, gee, we've got some issues here. There's some things we really need to figure out. And generally, they're a little more technical in nature. And there's a committee put together, and there's two Democrats and two Republicans. I happen to chair this committee. But really, the focus is on getting people from outside the Capitol, getting stakeholders who serve on this committee, experts in the area. We have a number of building inspectors. We have developer type people. We have plan review people. We have architects. We've got an attorney, and they all have their perspective on these issues. And we can hopefully hear from everyone and meld them all together and try to come up with a system that, you know, government can certainly be bureaucratic. And in an area like this, we want to, you know, be as common sense and as practical as we can, and to minimize those kind of bureaucratic snafus that often come up. Because permitting for commercial buildings, I mean, it's really about economic development. And, you know, we certainly want to facilitate that. So that really has been the end game as we've been looking at it since we started.
You mentioned technical issues. Why should the commercial building permitting process be reviewed? What types of technical issues are being encountered around the state?
Sure. Well, the main thing is the state agency that is responsible or has historically been responsible for reviewing these things, DSPS, they have really been delaying the process. And that was really the main impetus to get together. And so we need to find a better way to be doing this. And over the past, I'd say, 8 or so years, there's been more of a focus of having local authorities do the much more of the permitting process. And as I said, historically, this enforcement has been centralized at the state level. But when you have the locals taking over more and more of this, there's called, it's a delegated process, and they have to show certain competencies to be able to do this. But many municipalities have begun to prove those competencies and thus taken over some of this process. And we have found out that they've been able to get this work done generally in like 1 to 2 weeks when it's been 6 weeks plus at the state level. And there's some benefits too when it's done locally. They know the people they're dealing with, and they're just much closer. They have a better understanding. I mean, you can imagine if you're at the state and you get a big roll of plans. I mean, you know, where is this? How is this being done? When is this happening? I mean, there's a lot of things that it's hard for them to be able to understand when it's done locally. We've determined that it certainly has worked better, and statistically as it has indicated that. So that's really the delays at the state level is the problem. And there's a number of things that we are talking about implementing actually for the state to help facilitate what they are going to be doing also for those plans that do go to them.
Is your committee looking into whether the Department of Safety and Professional Services, DSPS, is staffed at the right level to deliver the streamlined, efficient permitting process that you envision?
Yeah, we look at that. And I think that with the outsourcing to the local municipalities that we have seen going on, and they are just, many of them are just wanting to do more of it. They'd like to do all of it, frankly, some of them. But we believe that they're staffed adequately. And certainly DSPS has every ability to come to the legislature and ask for more people if they feel that's what is necessary. But again, we want to try to take work off their plate, so we know that that's not an issue. And when DSPS at the start of 2020 created a new system, and I think that seems to be at the root of a lot of the problems that we've been seeing. And it was an appointment-based system for scheduling plan reviews to a first-in, first-out scheduling system. And the goal of that new system was to reduce the average turnaround time, but actually it hasn't done that. In fact, it's extended that. What they used to have was an appointment-based system where you would set an appointment and then you would, so possibly your plans weren't even done yet. The private sector professional who would be preparing these plans would set an appointment X number of weeks out, and then they would work to have those plans completed for that meeting. Because oftentimes, you know, there's a tight window from the start of a project to when you have to get into the ground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that sometimes you would have people that would book this time, and then all of a sudden, whoa, we're not ready to go. We can't do it. And that wasn't efficient, and that certainly isn't on DSPS. But another issue, too, is sometimes the plan would be sitting there, you'd schedule it for, you know, 6-7 weeks out or what have you, and the plan reviewer would pick it up for the first time and say, oh, I can't look at this. This is wrong or this is wrong. Hmm. And so we'd like to see better communication with DSPS too. And that's one thing that we've also looked for and have incorporated in some of the bill drafts that we've created, and we've created three of them, is to allow for a short window for DSPS to actually take a look at these plans and just a quick look and say, okay, yeah, this is good to go. Let's get this scheduled. Or no, you need to do such and such and you can't even schedule this yet. Again, just to be a little more efficient in that regard too.
On scheduling and communication there, we have State Senator Dewey Strobel with us, heads up a 13-member study committee looking at possible changes to the commercial building permitting process. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. It sounds as if you really want more local control of the commercial building permitting process, and that you're hearing that this could really help expedite these building projects. But, you know, in terms of having a uniform statewide commercial building code, what do you do about local entities that have local codes that don't conform to the state code? And now you're putting control at the local level.
Well, they always have to meet a minimum of what the state code is, and generally they don't go beyond that. So we really don't see a problem with that. And that we've had a number of those local people on this committee that they've got their credentials, they've got the training, they've got the experience, frankly, just as much, if not more, than many of the people at the state level who are doing this work. So that doesn't seem to be a problem. So what we're looking at, one of the bill drafts that we also are talking about actually expands the types and number of plans that can be reviewed by local governments with a delegated plan review authority. And we're also looking to DSPS to be a little more engaged with the local authorities to just make sure that they are working together and coordinating and everybody's on the same page. And there's been a lack of communication, frankly, and maybe it's because they don't have enough time. I don't know. That's what they've been saying. But They need to work more closely with the locals because they also want to make sure that they're doing what the state wants them to. So there just needs to be more collaboration between the two, and something like even a quarterly newsletter that they could put out. We've talked about that's going to maybe touch on some of the topics, because on occasion, certainly the locals will call the state and say, hey, you know, there's always new processes and new ways to build things coming up. And, hopefully with the collaboration that we've seen, we will be seeing more and more between the local and the state, and they'd be kind of the clearinghouse for some of that at DSPS, that they could do a quarterly communication that would, just help everybody see on the same page. And we think that's a good thing for DSPS to do in this process.
Part of the committee work is to look at the approach of other states, to look for policies that Wisconsin may adopt that you find elsewhere. Has the committee looked into other states and what they're doing?
Yeah, we have. In fact, some states don't do anything. It's all local. There's no state oversight. But other states do what we had been doing. That was just the schedule the meeting type thing, where you would schedule that meeting. And then also other states do the first in, first out, which is what DSPS went to in 2020. But now we're going to do really a hybrid. We're going to allow for both of those. We're going to allow for a scheduled time as well as a first in, first out. Now, when you do the scheduled time, there's a fee that needs to be paid. And if you do cancel that date within, I think we're talking about 2 weeks of that scheduled time, you will forfeit your fee. So there's a disincentive just to, willy-nilly schedule a time. I mean, it's going to cost money because that takes up the resources of DSPS. So there's certainly a disincentive to not be canceling those meetings. So really what we're doing is a hybrid. We're allowing the ability to both schedule a meeting, and then we're allowing the ability to do the first in, first out, where you would put it in, and you might end up getting yours a lot. You might end up, there might be a gap that you could then, with your first in, first out, have your review sooner. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of up to the user to decide which technique that they would like to use. And we really think that that seems to be what the stakeholders out there are looking for.
Republican State Senator Dewey Strubel of Cedarburg chairs a special legislative study committee examining the permitting process for commercial buildings in our state. Join in on building codes, on permit requirements, compliance, what you want to convey to the study committee. 800-642-1234. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We get briefed on the work of the Legislative Study Committee on the commercial building permitting process. In the committee's introductory notes, it says state-level law and policy changes have increased efficiency in Wisconsin's process over the past decade. Lawmakers and industry proposed additional steps to streamline the commercial building permitting process with legislation that passed the legislature last session but was vetoed by the governor. Join in, 800-642-1234. We have Republican State Senator Dewey Strubel, who chairs the study committee, stays with us. Senator Strubel, the committee is drafting this proposal that would allow the construction of certain building components like foundations or footings before a plan review is approved. What effect would this have on how quickly commercial building projects could be completed?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is the third bill draft that we're talking about to expanding the early start authority. And really, the biggest issue and the bottleneck we see is with plumbing permits. That's often early in the construction process, but yet that one has been kind of slow to roll out, and that could delay an entire project. So under current law, plan submitters, they have the option to pay an additional fee and request permission to start construction of footings and foundations of a building before plan review is completed. And this is, understand, done at the building owner's risk, but it certainly helps to move the construction process along. Everything, of course, has to be per plan and per the code. But of course, they're kind of rolling the dice on this, but it allows them to move things along, and we have not seen a problem with this process. So what we're looking at doing is expanding the early start authority to also include underground exterior plumbing, underground interior and exterior plumbing, which is the next step in the construction process after the footings and foundations are completed. So again, one more way to hopefully streamline this process so that, again, these buildings will be built according to code. There's no question of that, but it's going to allow a little more of an efficient process to allow these things to move ahead more quickly.
But what about a situation where you're needing to change the land or fill in wetlands and that process? What would that mean for an early start or a pre-approval?
Well, we didn't touch on any of that. The study committee appears to have a rather narrow face in terms of what they're doing. But there were other directions we could have gone in terms of the committing process, permitting process, things like environmental permitting, as you referenced, insurance liability, reviews or revisions to the commercial building code, or, you know, inspections on new and existing buildings. But we didn't go there on those things. We really targeted our committee to this area that we're talking about on this aspect of the permitting process. You really, you know, you have a finite amount of time, you can't do everything. And so those are important issues, and who knows, those could come up in the future. But right now, we have three bill drafts just to review. The first one reforms the plan review procedures. That's from going from the appointment to also the first in, first out, as I had mentioned, as well as having a preliminary review. The second one is we've addressed incentivizes a local government plan review, and that expands the types and numbers of plans that can be reviewed by local governments with the delegated plan review authority. And then the third one, which we just talked about, was expanding the early start authority. So those are the three drafts that we have created that we will be bringing forth to the legislature as a result of this committee. Now, they're not yet set in stone. We will have another meeting or two, but that seems to be the general direction we're going. So we're not touching on every area. These are the ones we've focused on.
Well, let's bring in another caller, John in Appleton. Hi, John, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you both for your service. I'm wondering about if Mr. Strobel believes that DSPS has a staffing dearth, or I've heard that DSPS has put forth requests for more staff that have been unfilled. And then I have a follow-up, please.
John, yeah, okay. So staffing, number one. John, and what else would you like to know?
Okay, my second question is, the state has laws on the books that prohibit municipalities from, say, establishing single-use plastic bans, and yet he's been talking very positively about letting more locals do the work. Well, there seems to be a contradiction there. Please address that.
John, thank you. State Senator Strobel.
Yeah, there's a uniform building code out there that applies to everywhere in the state of Wisconsin, and all construction has to conform to that. Now, possibly a municipality might go more restrictive, but they can't go any less than what the state uniform building code is. So that's not a problem in regards to construction.
And in terms of DSPS asking for more staffing that have been denied, what do you know there?
Well, what I do know is I believe they have a couple positions open right now that they have the ability to fill and they haven't filled. Now, these people aren't easy to locate. I understand that. But so I think part of that might be on them. But I don't think we've seen a substantial amount of increase in building permits. And certainly more and more of this work has been taken on by the locals through the delegated authority that began several years or so ago. And we want to even move more in that direction. So again, We're always open to what their requests are and to review those. But at this point in time, with more and more delegated authority, with positions that they have available that aren't even filled, that doesn't seem to be an issue.
One thing that came up at the August meeting, as I read the minutes, that inspection requirements could be evaluated, you suggested, to determine whether current inspection requirements are necessary. The committee was a bit reluctant there. What are those tensions?
We didn't really go into that, but there are inspection requirements that are like for plumbing cross connections, and they're annual. And we have seen that there's very rarely ever an issue with these cross connections, and they do cost money. And then that money ultimately gets passed on to the consumer, whether it's a commercial renter or a residential renter or a building owner or so on. And we potentially could have looked at some of that and say, is the frequency of these really supported? Do we need to force building owners to incur these costs as frequently as we do? There are some things out there, I think, that you could argue could be done not as frequently as are done now, because we're seeing them done annually and there's very rarely ever any issues with them. So again, just a streamlining and a kind of common sense. Again, we didn't really touch on that in this committee, but I think those are areas that are potentially fertile for some review.
State Senator Strobel, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
Dewey Strobel is a Republican state senator. District includes Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and Ozaukee counties, among others. Chairs the 2022 Legislative Council Study Committee on the Commercial Building Permitting Process. You can find a link to the committee's work at our program page, wpr.org/mornings. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.